The Volumes of Truth. Volume 7. Thus says the Lord against the United States. You have hastened the day. May 21, 2008. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord God. The God of Israel. The God of all. Woe to you, O mighty and perverse nation! For you stand united and proud. United, in transgression. Woe to you! Woe to you! Says the Lord. For your travail has come. Behold, I shall divide you, and bring you very low. For I have called to you, yet you have not answered. I have spoken to you, even arising early, and sending my servants the prophets. Yet you turn to me a deaf ear. Behold, your Savior does continually call to you, yet you want no part with him. Sorrows, bitter sorrows, many tears. I take no pleasure at all in your destruction, says the Lord. Yet you have not answered, neither have you repented of all these abominations, neither will you turn aside. Yet you run. Yes, you run. Running headlong toward your destruction, while shaking your fists at heaven. Therefore listen, and understand. I myself have seen it. It is not covered. It is not at all hidden. A parading of your whoredoms, vanities, greed, and licentiousness, and murder, even to the destroying of the innocent, without remorse. Man with man, woman to woman, to the polluting of marriage, of which I had sanctified in my own name. The defiling of flesh, even of this temple, I have given you. Abomination. Behold, Sodom and Gomorrah are revived, and thrive before your face. Yet you stand up in agreement and clap your hands. Sin and violence spread forth in every direction, overflowing your nation as a flood. Yet you remain unmoved, having no regard for your neighbor. Therefore, you have hastened the day. You have surely aroused me to anger. Did you think you had received, being blessed in this land, of yourselves? Behold, it was I, even I, who had done it. Even according to the desire of your forefathers, who came seeking to build a nation of freedom, building it upon my word, and my foundations, written in the scriptures of truth, resting solidly upon my law, the bedrock by which all shall govern themselves. Yet you turned, and desecrated and corrupted my name for your own glory, taking that which is mine, and calling it your own. Sons of men, of this nation once called of itself, one nation under God. I do not know you. Neither do any of these churches, built up and named of men, seek my face in truth. Nor do they walk in my ways, even to the utter forsaking of my law. Thus I have declared my judgment, and will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, and will also do it, for all your forsaking of me, and my law. Behold, I had written it upon your hearts, yet you have scraped off the writing, leaving you broken and desolate, scarred, and void of the Spirit. For whosoever comes speaking against my word, or against my prophets, shall be left utterly desolate, even from those who cast stones at them, in open or in secret. Have I removed my hand already? O my children, O my beloved children, you have turned from me, and cast your lot with Satan. From my glory you are far removed. O my sleeping children, awaken from this darkness, and open your eyes. For there is but one way before you, only one escape from all these things wrought in my fury. Only one highway to travel, only one path to tread, only one ladder to heaven. Even from the foundation of the world, there has been but one. One way, one truth, and one life. Call on his name. For he is called Jesus the Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. His name, Yahushua, HaMashiach. The only name under heaven, by which you must be saved. Behold, the day has come, even 10 days of sorrow, of great wailing, and gnashing of teeth. bitter tears. The day of the Lord.